Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 404, Power Rangers Time Force, episode 26, Time Force Traitor.
It aired August 4th, 2001, written by Judd Lynn, Jackie Marchand. I don't know. I feel like I've seen this word too many times.
We've said it so many times, it's a nonsense word
yeah.
now.
One time I did that, directed by Koichi Sakamoto. One time I did that with the word knuckle. Just said knuckle, like knuckle, 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 knuckle. No, it means nothing. It's a feeling my tongue gets now. So now every time I see the word knuckle or knuckles pops up in Super Smash Brothers, I just remember that and how it doesn't mean anything to me anymore. Lock is the same way.
Lock?
Lock.
You do that with any word. If you just say it over and over
again.
Yeah,
it works
just,
with literally anything.
Here's the thing. Language is all gibberish.
Yeah. Someone, like, at some point we all just, like, came together and, you know, there's, like, 100 languages spoken in the world today. Probably 1,000. Probably 9 million. I don't actually know. Minimum, there's 100. And, like, every group was like, all right, these are the rules. Cool, cool, cool. All right, later.
How did they communicate that without language? How did they create a language without a language?
Sticks, mostly, I think. What I want to know is, if you're new here, watch an episode of Power Rangers. We pause the recording and watch Power Rangers, come back, talk about it. What I want to know is how, like, the romance languages, like French, Italian, Spanish, they're all right there, right? And they're all based on, I think, Latin. I think they're all Latinates. I think the romance languages are Latinates.
I think they have Latin roots, yeah.
So, like, Latin's like, here is our language. And France was like, we got it. And Spain was like, I'm pretty sure we got it. And Italy was like, I don't think so.
All the other countries just like, well, let us fix that for you.
While we're talking about weird... Yeah, it's so weird, right? Like, they're like, I think we should put some more zhuzh in it. They're like, of course you would, France. What even is zhuzh? They're like, it's a word we just made up.
We want to make a lot of phlegmy sounds.
We want some phlegmy sounds. And then Italy and Spain are like, what if we're both really sexy, but in different ways? And France is like, okay, we can be sexy too. They're like, not with that phlegm, you can't. And then, surprise, they still did it. And then you go over to Germany, and they're like, I know we're right here, but we're going to sound so mad.
Yeah, all our sounds come right from the depths of our gut.
They come from your guts. Another thing I want
to
know.
You have to yell them.
And you got, or else. you can't get them out of your mouth. Like, which is all to say, like, I'm not disparaging any particular language. And to be fair to the German language, it does sound very angry, but also... I've seen pretty girls speak German. I'm like, just yell at me all day. Like, I want to know. Big thing I want to know about language. It's mostly I think a culture thing than a language thing. Japan doesn't call themselves Japan. Japan is, I think, Nippon in Japan.
Yeah.
And Germany is Deutschland.
Yes.
So why were we like, no?
Spain also is España.
And Italy is Italia. Those are at least close.
Yeah.
I just want to know how they were like, Deutschland, and we're like, I don't think so.
Here's another thing. You know how we're the USA?
Yeah.
In Spanish, we're Estados Unidos, which is...
States United.
It's shortened, not to USA, but to EEUU. So in Spanish, we are the EEUU.
I feel like we're probably the EEUU. Oh, but then Disney's going to buy it and get rid of us. But like when... Who gets to... First of all, that's a big leap.
Yeah.
Where did the word Germany even come from if they don't call themselves Germany?
I don't know. It's crazy that, like, you gave Latin to like, white people, and they were like, let's add a bunch of nonsense rules to this, and we're going to change the names of all the countries.
But then England, like, right up the way is like, okay, we see what you're doing with all your cool romance languages. We're going to... take some stuff from that, and we're going to take a lot of stuff from Germany, and then also I think we're just going to make up the rest.
Yeah.
Cool. You're Germany now, by the way, Deutschland. Get used to it.
I don't know how it happened.
I promise we're not on drugs. Like, this is just like a thing that I think about a lot, and we started talking about it, so here we are.
And it's
we haven't even watched the episode yet.
No, we haven't. Is that English is becoming... one of, if not the most common language, and it makes the least sense of all of them.
It's, according to everyone who knows more than one language, It is the hardest language to learn.
Yeah.
Because all of our rules are lies.
Nothing makes sense. You know they're all rules unless they're not.
You know that cool I before E rule? There are more ways to break that rule than there are ways to show that rule.
Yeah, more words don't work that way than do.
Yeah. Also, the word science directly contradicts every single one. I before E, except after C. Well, it's immediately following a C and it's IE.
What word goes CEI?
None.
No word.
None of them. I before E, except after C, because there aren't any. Anyway, we should probably go watch.
Let's go watch the episode.
All right. Time Force. Time Force. Time Force. Power Rangers. And we're back, and we just watched Time Force Traitor, and good news, we didn't look up anything about the history of language at all during the break. We just watched Time Force Traitor, so you shouldn't have to hear any more of that. Though, if anyone knows why we call it Germany and not Deutschland like they want, please let us know. Or why Spain calls us the EU. The EU! Oh, it's because, a Power Ranger noise.
It's because Estados and Unidos are both plural, so when they get shortened, you do the first letter twice.
What a weird rule.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day. HeyJackAndJosh.com/MorphinGrid. That's our website. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinGrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We are on Cantaloupe Podcast. Oh. So we are on Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife and Podbean. And Pod Pod UU.
It's only rabbits in Spanish.
It's someone carefully goes through every podcast that's in English and just translates it into Spanish for no money. It's a selfless act and a lot of work.
There's a lot of podcasts. I don't know if you guys know how many podcasts there are.
There's at least 45, I think.
But literally any knuckle brain can make one.
Yeah.
And just put it up.
Exhibits A and B.
So.
Yeah, you can just do it. Do you remember when we started and that like podcasts were like a thing, but they were like fledgling?
Yeah, and I had to Google for like an hour how to put one up on iTunes.
And we found the worst way to do it, and we're like, that sounds good enough for us. It's free.
Well, there might have been, but it wasn't, I guess, as well pushed or known. Like,
yeah.
Stuff like Libsyn and stuff that.
Like, honestly, I would kill for a Libsyn, yeah. But we can't.
We can't switch over. We have too big a backlog.
We did too much, and we can't now. But if you want to leave us a rating and review, okay, no, yeah, what?
Maybe what we can do is, like, when it switches over to, like, the Nickelodeon years, we can just start on Libsyn and then everything else will just be in the archive.
I mean, that's next. Oh, Nickelodeon, that's
Samurai.
Samurai,
that starts with Samurai.
Yeah.
And we'll
I don't know, talk to us in 5 years.
I have a very specific, like, coat of paint on them. Like, I don't know, the Nickelodeon seasons, you can watch and be like, this is
the Nickelodeon season. They look like they're on Nickelodeon.
So that we can have a shiny new coat of paint on us, too.
Yeah.
Or we'll totally forget about it by then.
I didn't even remember
the Pikachu and cheese joke.
Nope. That was only 2 months ago. So I've been meaning to email someone about seeing if there's a way they can help us fix it. Anyway, what else? Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh for as little as a dollar a month to get some cool stuff in return. I just put up a 45-minute blooper reel of all stuff from the first half of the season that got cut or was just too long, or we recorded before we started recording, or was just a tangent that didn't need to happen because we are. And you know, you say, what's the bar for that? Because you did just talk about, abstractly talked about language for at least 8 minutes. So, like, how do you decide?
If this episode goes long, does that make it into the episode?
I think I've talked about it too many times. Or, you know what, maybe wait until the Frankencast and you'll hear what we're talking about. We'll see what happens. It is a Monday episode. 404 is a Monday. This is the only episode this week, too, by the way. Yeah. Starting next week, we're going to go back to... We're going to flip them back so that odds are on Mondays, so it feels right for us. So that'll be next week. So we need to check our stuff. We don't have any new reviews. I checked today.
All right.
So, all right, we got no new emails. We got no cool Twitter news. Oh, Beast Morphers has started, but we talked about that last week.
I watched the first episode. It's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I still haven't.
I will say, with no spoilers, that little fight clip that they released, the most exciting part of the episode.
Well, that makes sense.
But it is all very good. I like where they're going with it. I'm excited to see episode two a week late.
I'm going to try to find... I think I can just watch it on Nickelodeon, but that is like the most unintuitive website to watch the shows on. Because you have to have... You have to have Nickelodeon in your cable package so you can sign into Nickelodeon, which I don't, but my mom and dad do, so I use that. And then you have to do like a pirate treasure map to get to it. At least the last time I was on there. So I'm going to try. But we do have a couple new patrons. So first up is Logan B.
Thank you, Logan.
And second is Matthias.
Thanks, Matthias.
And that's it. So thank you very much for supporting the show. We really appreciate it. Where are we? We've dipped a little bit because, you know, it's tax time.
Yeah.
You know, you don't. Here's the other thing. You literally don't need a reason to change your donation or to stop pledging. Like, don't even worry about it. You got to take care of you first. But we are a little bit down, so we're farther away from the next set of TTAFBBHHEEUU episodes. way too many letters in that. But there are 8 episodes of that up if you haven't listened to them. There's 8 episodes of us talking about 20 episodes. 20? Yeah, 20 episodes.
Yeah, because it goes...
It's 3-2-3-2 or 2-3-2-3. Right.
It might be like 3-2-2-3.
I think that's closer. But yeah, and they're really fun. We get a little wild on that show. So go check that out. Yeah, there's also a 45-minute blooper reel. So if you want to hear, there's a giggle fit included in its entirety. There's we talk about the secret Hansen brother.
I don't remember
Tim
that.
Hansen. It started because you called upload speed bops. Which is still maybe the best joke that never made it to air. a lot of other stuff. Us griping about Becky Lynch more recently.
Yeah.
Not her, but like how they don't get that she's the best and they can just let her do that. Anyway, don't want to get into it here, else it'll be on the next blooper reel too. Do you want to talk about Time Force Trader?
Yeah.
I couldn't get the words out.
Trader Joe's.
I wanted to call it Trader Jen's, and maybe that's what the name of this episode is. We start off with them doing an odd job, and that odd job is unloading boxes / being dirty, because Lucas's face is filthy. I mean, physically dirty.
I mean, I was watching the episode.
They've been bedirted.
And I saw all this, and I just thought... And it makes sense. Obviously, this is an odd job. They're in like a warehouse moving boxes around or something. But I guess I was just like, they're just moving. They're cleaning up the clock tower.
No, because there's like another guy there. Because Lucas and Tripp are bringing a box out and they drop it. And Katie catches it with her foot and then kicks it up like a hacky sack into her hand.
She's not only super strong, but she has great balance.
Oh, yeah. Also, the crane is very high up, so you just see it like slightly out of frame and her like walking kind of weird with it.
Not the clock tower at all, huh?
Not even... They're, like, unloading, like, a U-Haul or something. So the guy's like, whoa, what's that? And then we cut up to, like, on top of the roof next to this parking garage where they are, and there's someone spying on them. And he looks at Jen, and something reflects, and so it gets on Jen's face, and she, like, looks over, and she's like, I'm blinded. And he takes that time to, like, casually dip out of frame.
This is crazy. I watched all of this. I remember her looking up, seeing the layers of a parking garage.
Like a half an hour.
And it never clicked. Oh, they're doing a job. So weird. I don't know what my
It's like their
is.
Thing. It's like their thing that they do.
I guess I forget.
That they do jobs?
They do odd jobs?
They do odd jobs? I kind of wish... I mean, we're 26 episodes into the season. Kind of wish there were more odd jobs.
Yeah.
I know there's, like, a couple more at least. But, like, I feel like they could have gotten a lot more out of that. But they also were more story-heavy rather than, like, one-off, like... heavy.
Yeah.
If this is season one, there'd be so many odd jobs. Odd jobs would be the new recycling. Because I don't know if you remember, they recycled a lot in Power Rangers.
They loved recycling.
They recycled so dang much.
I feel like they were every third episode cleaning up the park or a beach.
Yeah.
Or a nuclear waste dump, a toxic waste dump.
One time they were like, please don't pour waste dump in our...
Sign this petition to clean up the waste dump.
And then the guys are like, we don't want to help. And the girls had to fight Goldar. Anyway, so Jen looks up and Wes is like, what are you looking at? She's like, oh, nothing, I guess. So we cut back to the clock tower and they're making cookies. It's later. This is not a euphemism. Jen and Wes are making cookies. Get it? No, they're in aprons. Wes is just in a tank top with his very buff arms stirring the heck out of this cookie dough. And he's like, I can't believe you didn't have cookies in the year 3000. She's like, we didn't have any junk food. So I guess the year 3000 is hell.
First of all, that does suck.
What do you snack on?
They must carrots? Only have, like, here's a gelatinous cube. It has exactly this much of these vitamins
it's like a nutrient pill.
Because every food you eat has stuff in it you don't need.
Yeah.
Like,
except for celery, which is just water.
Celery has nothing in it.
It's just solid water. It's solid, bitter, angry water.
So you don't have cookies, you don't have peanut butter, you don't have potato chips, you don't have french fries, you don't have any beef, because there's so much fat in that.
Or does it just mean, like, no...
Or does it just mean we don't have sweets?
We don't have sugar.
We don't have candy and donuts.
We don't have candy, we don't got donuts or cookies or cakes or Funyuns.
I can't. I need Funyuns. I need to have them.
You gotta have your Funyuns.
Daddy needs his Funyuns.
So we have a lot of coffee mugs on clearance right now, and there's one, and I don't even remember what it says now, but I saw it and I was like, what if I just bought this? It was not Mama Needs Her Coffee. And the one we have at work says Mama Needs Some Coffee, so I need to like get a paint pen and replace it. But I forget what this one said. It was just like, I don't even know. It was like, this is my go juice or something dumb like that. I'm going to take a picture of it tomorrow, and I'll talk about it next time we do an episode. Anyway, I'm going to buy it tomorrow if it's still there, and I'll know which one it is when I see it, because I'll get that same feeling of, that's so stupid, I need it. So anyway, she goes to reach for the eggs. Wes is like, whatever, we're making cookies now, give me them eggs. And she reaches for the eggs, drops it off.
But here's the thing, she looked around like, eggs, which one of these are the
which
eggs?
Which is eggs?
So they don't have eggs?
No chickens. Chickens is junk food. Under the year 3000 FDA laws.
That's crazy. The year 3000 sounds awful. It looks great, but it sounds awful.
I feel like there was a lot of catastrophes probably around the year 2018, 2019, yeah. 2020. Probably everything like got destroyed. They had to rebuild from scratch. Like, well, we nuked all the sugar, so we don't have that. All chickens went extinct like the dinosaurs they were. So now we just got carrots. That's it. It's just a lot of carrots.
Everyone can see really well.
Yeah, they're a little. Everyone's a little orange.
That's no different from now with all the spray tans.
That is true.
That's just from carrots.
Carrots, nature's spray tan. So Jen breaks the eggs because she like just punches them off the table. And she's like, oh, I'll go get more. And he's like, I'll go with you. And she's like, no, you keep stirring. And he like does this like, okay, I'm stirring kind of face at her. It's very funny. So she goes to get some eggs. She's coming back with a grocery bag, which has like, I guess, eggs, but also a baguette and some leafy greens in it.
You know what the top of every grocery bag in film looks like?
Yeah. Well, how else would you know they're groceries and not alcohol?
Because it's a brown paper bag.
That could be drinks.
No, I mean, a little one that's crinkled up around a bottle could be.
Year 3000, everything's bigger.
We're not in the year 3000, we're in the year 2001.
You're right, everything was bigger then too. And then we made it smaller, and now we're making it bigger again.
So is it just like a baguette and some kale sticking out of the top?
Yeah, and then like 3 dozen eggs, so it never happens again. Because also she's Tony, I guess. Tony would buy so many eggs at one time, I'd be like, Tony, we're never going to... I eat a lot of eggs, but like he wouldn't eat a lot of eggs, even though he bought the 3 dozen eggs.
Live in excess.
Yep. No middle sliders. Tony the Goon Antonio. So here's the thing, though. She's walking home and someone's following her. And by someone, I mean like a big square boy.
in a cloak.
He's got like a cloak on. It, this absolute unit is following her.
She looks back and there's nobody. And then the camera hangs back where she was looking and she walks off. And the nobody walks out from behind a tree.
That's a loaded word now to me because of Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. The no one that is there.
Okay.
Because they like just were hiding behind a tree, but they walk out of it like they were magically hiding behind the tree. Because this person is much wider than the tree they were behind.
They are 3 to 4 trees wide at the shoulder, I would say.
Yeah. It's a really neat little shot.
Yeah.
And then she turns around and he's just like, what up?
Standing next to like a streetlight, like, here I am. And she starts running, which is weird. Because like, it's Jen. So like, this is a bad dude.
The only thing I can think of is it's dark, and she's like, I need to get to somewhere where I can have an advantage, where I can jump out at him rather than him, like, come down on me.
Right.
Especially when I can't see him. And it's dark. I don't know if you've ever tried to play, like, catch or frisbee when it's, like, a little dark out.
You're just going to get nailed in the face.
And you can't tell how close anything is.
Yeah.
So maybe she was just like, I got to get to a better spot because this one's not doing me any favors.
Yeah.
But she also was like, I'm very scared and running away.
Yeah, so she books it, and we go to the theme song, we come back, she's hiding, not hiding, she's, like, taking cover behind a wall with her gun out, and she's like, come out, and then turns around, but then the guy grabs her, and it's a monster, but also a robot, with a mohawk fedora. We'll see that later, but
I don't know if he was a robot as much as that was, like, armor?
Yeah, he's like a lizardy guy in armor.
Yeah.
But he's like, hello, partner. And then we cut back to the Rangers, and they're getting worried because Jen's been gone a long time. And Wes is, like, taking his apron off. He's like, I'm going to go find her. I'm just going to find her. And, like, he takes 2 steps, and Jen staggers in and, like, clutching her ribs, and her arm, one of her arms is kind of limp. And they're like, holy shit, what happened? And so before she can, like, she doesn't say anything to them. She, like, sits down and starts typing, and then, like, the captain comes up, like, Captain Logan from the future, and she's, oh, Logan's Run. His name is for Logan's Run. Pretty sneaky, sis. At least I would have to guess. It takes place in the future.
Right.
So, but she's like, Captain, Steelix is out, is loose. He's been unfrozen. The Pokemon Steelix is loose.
That's a weird name.
Yeah, I mean, he is metal.
Yeah. They say Steelix a lot in this episode, and every time it's just a little weird.
Because it's a whole Pokemon that came out in the year 2000?
Yeah.
Like a whole Pokemon.
And it's spelled the same way.
Yeah.
It's in the episode description, and it's just Steelix, the Pokemon name. And I don't know what about this monster makes them a Steelix.
It's his armor. Because it's metal.
But why is he not like Con Steel or Steel Con?
Because we'll find out in a second. He was not a criminal until later.
Or
Steel Con. Steel Con.
Steel
Zerd.
Trying to think of like a synonym for double agent. It's not coming to me.
Traitorial. Rotariat, which is traitor backwards.
Yes.
I know that from the reality television show, Stan Lee's So You Want to Be a Superhero, or Who Wants to Be a Superhero, or whatever. Because there's a guy named Rotariat, and they're like, who's the traitor? And I was like, it's the guy whose name is Traitor Backwards. And they're like, it was me. And everyone was shocked. And I was like, duh. And he's like, my name is Traitor Backwards. And I was like, duh, obviously.
That must have been around the time when Relic was big in TNA.
Relic?
Because I don't know if you know that Relic is killer spelled backwards.
That was just Johnny the Bull. And they just said that. They're like, Relic is killer backwards.
Every time he was on the screen, they would yell it like 6 times. Relic, which is killer spelled backwards.
I don't know how TNA survived.
I don't know. Barely.
But yeah, well, just barely. And it's not looking super great for him right now, but it's also not looking bad for him. They're kind of on TV. They're on Twitch. Anyway, this is not about Relic, who was just Johnny the Bull Stamboli.
Spelled backwards.
Spelled backwards. Yonage. The Lub. I'm not even going to try Stamboli backwards. Stromboli? That sounds like a pasta dish.
Stromboli is an Italian dish, but I don't think it's pasta. I think it's like...
It's like a calzone, but
it's
square.
Like, it's like bread with ham in it.
Yeah. It's square ham bread. A stromboli. You know, yes, it is, because the pizza place next to where I used to live in Florida had a good stromboli. It was enormous.
Yeah.
But it was very good. And it would feed you for days. Anyway, so she's like, Steelix is free. And then he's like, all right, we'll get on. She's like, can you get Circuit his files so we can, like, look at them? And he's like, I'll do it. I'll see what I can do. And Wes is like, what is going on? Why are you absolutely wrecked?
It hangs on Logan for a minute. He just, like, wistfully looks off to the... Not wistfully, but, like... Oh, God, it's right here. It starts with, like, a C.
Contemplative.
Contemplatively.
Contemptively.
I'm trying to... It's something that means worried. Worriedly.
Cautious.
I don't know.
Corbin.
I'm never going to remember it. He looks off to the side, and he looks like he's worried a little, and it hangs on him for a second, is what I'm trying to say.
but then he goes away, and he goes to find the file, and Wes is like, what's going on? So Jen tells him, she's like, he was my first partner. Well, Lucas says, like, it was her first partner, and he's like, and she's like, yeah, we were a team, and then he started selling secrets, Time Force secrets, to the highest bidder, who was Rancic.
Let me get a nice little, like, montage of Rancic meeting him in a parking structure.
Yeah.
And Rancic has, like, this big silver briefcase, and he just holds it up and he taps it. He's like, hey.
And he's like, yes. And he pulls out some compact disc to say, Time Force Secrets, Volume 1. I call Time Force. and then they open the case, and there's just, like, a bunch of bars of gold in there. Which is weird.
Future's crazy.
Future's wild, man.
They don't have junk food, but they still have CDs. All their money is gold bars.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Who even knows what the future is?
What would you even do with a briefcase full of gold bars? Who do you bring a briefcase full of gold bars to and say, yes, I would like the money for these?
To exchange it? It had to be a looper situation where there's, like, a guy who does it, and, like, he's got a hookup somewhere at the banks,
right,
or something.
You can't just go to the bank with a bar of gold and be like, weigh this and give me the money.
Please exchange for money. They'd be like, we don't have gold anymore. We lost it with the sugar in the wars. You know that. But also, like, maybe it's just a weird insular criminal economy where you can trade this gold bar for other things. There's only like 50 or so gold bars, but they're all just circulating around in exchange for secrets and drugs.
Like, what did they do during the gold rush?
You just literally, like, I have 5 gold.
And you just use that
as
money. It was
like D&D times, basically.
Because you pan the gold out, and then you just put the little tiny gold chips in your pocket, and you bring them to the general store, be like, I would like some milk. Here's a gold flake.
Give me 8 candies. Here's a pocket full of gold flakes. Bounce part of this breakfast. Bunch of gold in my pocket.
Give me the Fruit Loops.
I think what they actually did is they went to... I got Cap'n Crunch, by the way. Cap'n Crunch is good stuff.
I've been thinking, I do like Cap'n Crunch, and I've been thinking about getting some, but then I remember that Cap'n Crunch is a very sharp cereal.
It's less sharp than it used to be.
Oh, that's good. I was thinking I would compromise and maybe try some Peanut Butter Crunch, because I haven't had that in a minute. I feel like it should be softer.
I got Reese's cereal. It's in my rotation.
The Reese's
Puffs? Yeah. It's, you know, it's the same as it's always been. Still very solid. But yeah, no, they're smaller and they're just less sharp.
Nice.
Which is good.
Maybe I'll pick some up then if they don't hurt me anymore.
Yeah. Just give it like 10 seconds in the milk. I don't know what regular milk does compared to soy milk, because I use soy milk now. Which I like better anyway. So, like, I'm glad I'm lactose intolerant in a weird way. But, like, give them like a couple minutes. They just, you know, they go soft.
I got a bowl, not a bowl, a whole box of apple cinnamon Cheerios I got to get through before I buy something else.
How are those? What are those like in relation to Apple Jacks?
They're tamer than Apple Jacks, I think.
Okay.
They're more on the Cheerio side, but they got a little bit of the cinnamon and I guess apple flavor in it.
I might just stick with Apple Jacks.
I like them. They're not as good as Honey Nut. They're probably my second favorite Cheerio.
Okay. This is Ben. What's in your bowl? An empty bowl fan cast. So anyway, first partner went bad, got caught, swore vengeance. You know the deal. You know the deal with a former partner. The thing that it was really striking to me is that, like, it ends on him grabbing her, and the next time we see her, she's like wicked beat up.
Yeah, why? I'm mad a little bit that we didn't see what happened.
I am too, but at the same time, like, it's kind of affecting. Like, the fact that, like, Jen, the baddest ass we have.
I have another question that this brings up that I'm going to ask during the climax of the episode later.
Okay. She's like, yeah, and, like, then he guess he's away now. And Wes is like, it's fine. He doesn't stand a chance against 5 Time Force Rangers. And Jen's like, 4. He took my morpher, and raises her hand up, and there's nothing, which is weird.
Can I just ask the question now?
Yes.
He had her alone in a dark alley.
Uh-huh.
Took her morpher and let her go?
I think she got away. I think he got her morpher and she got away.
Okay, that I guess that makes more sense.
Because when she comes in, it definitely looks like she just ran from a fight she was losing.
He ruckused her. So I was just curious, because, like, he'll call her out later. I was like, why didn't you just do it then? Why did you only take her morpher?
Because I think she literally got away. Because her morpher was gone. She was already beat up. I'm just assuming she... Plus, there's, like narratively, there's just something very striking about, like, our most competent, like, badass leader being on the defensive and, like, wounded.
Yeah.
Like, there's just something really, like, striking about that, of, like, her having to had run away. But yeah, if not, then, like, I don't know. He's a villain, so he just does dumb things. But I think it is that she got away. So we cut to the future, and Captain Logan goes into Wesker's office, and he's like, "Sir, Steelix is loose. It's gonna be bad. Who knows?" And then leaves.
So he calls Wesker sir.
He calls him sir.
So up until this moment, we thought Wesker was, like, operating on his own.
Yeah.
Separate from Time Force, but he's actually in cahoots.
He's in cahoots and in charge of Time Force.
Yes. Yeah.
At least in charge of Logan, so.
Also, we basically see his whole face. Because the captain comes in and it's a shot.
Well, you see, like, from here up, but the sunglasses are on.
But it's a shot from behind the console that he's always at. So we're like, looking through the screen almost. And he does have the sunglasses on, but for, like, half a second, his nose and, like, upper lip are exposed, then he, like, scrunches down a little bit.
I didn't notice that.
But it's like, if you pause it, you can see his whole face, I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
You think
now.
You know who it is?
I'm not gonna say who I think it is, because I'm like I said, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil it, but I can say now, I don't think it's Eric sending himself cool toys anymore.
No,
I'm a little disappointed.
Look, that would have been so dope.
What an Eric move.
Right?
To make it to the year 3000 and just use that to send himself cool stuff in the past.
I would like to see that show too, to be TBQH. So anyway, Wesker does not say anything and he leaves. And then we come back to the present. Jen's leaving and Wes is like, "Hey, where do you think you're going?" She's like, I know Steelix and I know that he's going to do anything to draw me out, including hurt innocent people. So I got to go. And Wes is like, "Hey, we're all Time Force Rangers. Like, we're in this together."
He says officers, which, like,
he does.
Caught me off guard a little bit, because Wes isn't an officer. He's a ranger.
I mean, you know, it's still there. But yeah, he's not. He was never ordained. I don't know how you...
Sworn in?
Badged? Yeah.
Please get sworn in, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
So yeah, he was not sworn in. He got a DNA. His DNA is close.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, he's like, "Do you trust me?" And she's like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Okay, here's the plan." And then we cut to them doing a little stakeout. Trip sitting at a table. Wes is on top of a parking garage with some binoculars. Lucas and Katie are in a car looking. Jen's just walking down the street, regular style.
Still beat up.
Yes.
Yeah, still bruised.
Like,
and
her chin and her cheek have, like, scrapes on them. They're not real, but, like,
right,
you know, like, she is wounded, and she hears Steelix call her, so she, like, ducks out, and Wes loses her, and everybody else loses. They can't find her, and then she goes up to a little Jack in the Box, little music box that ends up being a Jack in the Box, and it pops out, and it's his head on like a little snake body spring thing, and it's like, "Did you think I was gonna fall for this? If you want to face me, you gotta come to the old warehouse alone." And then it, like, blows up, but only the computer generated part, because the next time we see it, there's a spring and a skull on it. Why did he make this? When did he make this?
I don't
this?
Know. If he can talk directly into her brain, why make the Jack in the Box?
I think that was like an off-screen thing.
Okay.
I think it was him being like, hey, Jen.
Jen. Hey.
Psst, psst, over here.
Hey, Jen. And then everyone else in the area is like, hey, why is there a big fedora knight behind that pillar
he,
over
he
there?
He definitely has a fedora. It's got like a like a Stegosaurus mohawk on it, but it's also definitely a fedora on his head.
Yeah, he's got like knight armor on, and the top of the knight helmet part is just fedora with a big mohawk on it.
Which is, I think, very fitting.
Yeah.
Surprised he didn't call her Milady. A big dork.
Steel Dora.
That could work. Rangers come up after it's been like, you know, blowed up, and they're like, what happened? She's like, oh, he knew this was a trap, so he didn't come. And they're like, did he say anything else? And she's like, no.
No.
No. And they're like, we trust you and believe you. Let's leave. So we got back to the clock tower where Katie and Trip are looking at Steelix's file, and they're like, whoa, we sold Time Force Secrets to Rantic. He's the worst.
He's the worst of the worst.
And then Wes and Lucas come in, and they're like, didn't see him.
Hey, what secrets does Rancic know now, do you think?
I'm assuming this is, like, how to use the time travel
thing. Oh, yeah.
Or, like, how to break into the prison
and how to
steal
it. And rocket it into the past like a spaceship.
Yeah, something like that, I think. I assume, anyway. And there's a whole Kansas City shuffle because they're like, did Jen take a look at the file? And Kay's like, no, because she was going to patrol with you. And they're like, no, she was going to stay home and research with you. And they look and they're like, oh, no, we've been hoodwinked. And then we cut to Jen at a warehouse. She's like, all right, Steelix, here I am. And then Steelix steps out and he's like, m'lady, and he tips his giant. He doesn't do that, but now it's all I can see. The well's been poisoned. He's like, why didn't... I'm such a nice guy. Yeah. Why don't you just be my partner still?
And she kicks him down a well.
I hope so. So they fight. He's got her morpher and she like tosses it and then like they fight. It's a good fight. The stunt double for Aaron Cahill and Aaron Cahill doing real good work.
Yeah.
There's a little like... There's like a lot of like rolling backwards and stuff. There's also a cool move that Steelix does where like he gets kicked into a wall and he like kicks back off the wall into like a bicycle kick, which is pretty good.
At one point, Jen kicked him so hard that he flew back and there was a stack of three big blue barrels.
Yeah.
That hold liquids.
Water.
Like, I mean, I've definitely seen them before. I don't know what they contain, but they are some kind of container.
I don't know. Oil.
He smashes into him and Jen like does a Power Rangers posture and he gets up and they continue to fight. But it's like, Jen,
that's your chance.
Go get your morpher. Jen.
I don't know. It just reminded me of this. There's a video. This is a Twitter account called Out of Context Mickey Mouse. Just like Out of Context Mickey Mouse stuff. And there's just one where there's like, it's my new favorite video online. It's 3 seconds long. And it's Mickey Mouse making this like shocked in horror face, and there's like the background's all weird and it's like da-da, da-da. And then he runs up to Minnie, who's like just laying face down, and he runs up and goes, what happened? It's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life, and I watched it 900 times over the last 2 days. And I just got reminded of that because you said a blue barrel and that reminded me of there's too much water. Which is like a very Mickey Mouse thing. Anyway. Oh, boy. So she ends up getting her morpher, obviously. She morphs. And this is when Circuit's like, Jen's morpher's back online. And they're like, we're going to go. And he's like, I guess I'll text you.
Right. I'll communicate it to you, I guess.
I could tell you now, but all right, you're gone. All right, bye. So they leave. We go to Sentai footage of Jen in a warehouse and Steelix. And they're facing off now that she's morphed. And he ends up getting behind her. Like he just disappears. She loses him and he's behind her and like has his gun to her back. And he's like, we could be partners still.
Yeah. Steelix has this weird teleportation ability, I think, where like if you can't see him, he can come from anywhere.
Yes.
Which is like a really weird, very cool power.
Yeah, very much. Because like,
as soon as you lose track of him, like he's got you.
Yeah.
Which is really neat.
I like that a lot. Yeah. I'm going to steal that for something. I'm going to steal that for something.
It happened when she was running away from him in the alley, too. She took her eyes off him. She hid behind a dumpster or whatever. And then she stepped out and he was right there and grabbed her.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. So he chloroforms her? He just sprays her with like bear mace and she passes out. And then the Rangers come in and he starts running and he's like, ha 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 ha. And like running away like a goober. And
Wes is like, what did you do? And he's like, you'll find out.
I'll never tell. And so Wes is like, you guys chase after him. I'm going to see if Jen's okay. So he like picks her up. They all run. She gets up and he's like, Jen, are you okay? And she pushes him. She's like, I'm fine. Or no, she's like, I'm fine. And then like turns around and kicks him in the front. And her eyes are red. And she's got that I've been turned evil raccoon mascara.
Yeah, like if you're evil, I guess you don't get any sleep.
It just, drains
you're
the
just
sleep
not
from your
rested.
Body. Yeah. Maybe I'm evil.
I might be too. I've always had like just big purple eyes.
Mine have gotten pretty bad. And daylight savings time has like for real messed me up. I have to go back to work tomorrow for the first time since DST landed. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to give it my best shot, though. We cut the others. They catch up to Steelix. They start fighting. He's got the upper hand because he's very good. You know how it goes. Come back to Jen and Wes fighting. And Jen's got this. She's, first of all, Erin Cahill, best actress in Power Rangers history, at least to this point, as far as I'm concerned. She is like doing really great evil acting, but all I can think about is when Kimberly went evil in the Turbo movie saying, into the fire.
Yeah.
Into the fire.
Yeah, because she has an evil voice that is a bit much.
It's a little raspier.
Yeah. I love the way she evil fights, though. It's very aggressive, and every shot is like as hard as she can throw it.
Yeah, there's no pulled punches. Yeah. It's really good, but I do want her to just say, into the fire. Into the fire. Also, they're putting it's already out on Blu-ray. It's on like there's like a steel book through Shout Factory of the original MMPR movie. But they're putting out a regular version on Blu-ray. It's the same disc, it's just not steel book, so it's not $40. And I want it, and I hope there's a lot of special features on it. And then I also want you to put out the 3-hour director's cut of Turbo Power Rangers movie, you cowards.
I mean, Now's the time.
If not now, then when?
Because Power Rangers is like back on the upswing. It's in the public eye again. People are talking about it on podcasts all the time.
All the time. There's two great podcasts and several more that I have not listened to, so I will not make any value judgments on. There's one bad one that did go defunct a very long time ago that we still won't name. Because now we definitely won't punch down. But
I'm saying if you put out the 3-hour Turbo movie, people will buy it.
We'll do an episode on it.
We will probably have to do 2 episodes on it. Three hours is a long time.
That's a lot. Well, we can skip all the old stuff. And I know exactly what is the old stuff and what is the new stuff. I've watched Turbo Power Rangers movie more than probably any other human alive. Same thing with the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie because I love it. I love Ivan Ooze, which is why we named those episodes I Love Ivan Ooze.
Ivan Ooze is pretty great.
He's so good. He's putting so much work into that movie. Their suits look great even if you don't like them or if anyone doesn't like them but me. Anyway, put Turbo Power Rangers movie up, but not the one we know. I mean, you could do that one too, but also put the extraordinarily long version on
there. If the disc is Turbo Power Rangers movie, the regular one that we've seen a million times on Blu-ray, and then in the special features is every deleted scene from the director's cut.
Yeah, that's
I would even take that.
That's all I want, because there's a romance angle between Kim and Jason, and I want to see it.
Yeah.
Because in the comics, that's who she leaves Tommy for, is Jason.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. The pink comic, the Power Rangers pink comic that Latasha got me for Christmas, the trade of. So I finally finished it, and it's dope. Anyway, we are so far into this episode. I can't believe we talked about language for so long. So into the fire. Wes starts to talk to her, and she's like feral, which is really great. Like, she's like not even really, she's like growling at him more than anything.
Yeah.
Like taking like wild swings, like aiming, like shooting to kill. And then he does my favorite thing. He grabs her in a hug and just says, we're in this together. You got to trust me. And then she gets a flashback of, or we've got to stick together. And then she gets a flashback of earlier him saying, you know, we're all Time Force. And then him saying, do you trust me? And then she like snaps out of it and like goes limp for a second. And she like stands up. He's like, do you trust me? And she's like, yeah, I trust you.
She goes limp, but she goes in a way that like she falls into him and not like back, which is like a good touch because it's like, I do trust you.
Yeah.
I need you to hold me up right now.
It's so good.
It's very good.
It's really, it's maybe my third favorite thing in Power Rangers. So then we cut back to the others. They get shot. They're about to get killed, but Jen and Wes make the save. And Steelix is like, this is impossible. No one escapes the evil chloroform or whatever.
The spell dust. I don't know. We never really got an explanation.
It doesn't matter.
Other than it put her in under a spell.
It's just to make her evil. It's evil spray. and so then they like square up and they're like, and she's like, you're on the wrong side of the law, Steelix. And then pulls her badge out. It's really good. And he's like, yeah, right. Time Force is a joke. And pulls out his gun again to shoot them. But then his gun gets shot out of his hand. And there's Eric just standing to the side. And he's like, shut up, punk. I don't remember what he says.
He trash talks him. Yeah. I don't remember exactly what it was.
And then he morphs. And then they're like, Eric, what are you doing here? And he's like, well, like usual, I got to bail you out. And Wes is like, every little bit helps.
Yeah, I love that Wes is past the point of not this guy again. And he's because Eric has also crossed the threshold of now he's the kind of shit that I do like.
Yeah.
And Wes is like, well, we'll take it.
He doesn't know how to ask to be on the team.
Yeah, so he's just going to be on the team.
So he's going to keep showing up until they're like, you're on the team now, Eric. Get used to it. There's a Sentai fight. It's a lot of fighting going on. The Quantum Ranger rules. Like, Eric is great. Jen ends up fighting Steelix. She's got her, like, double-sided Chrono Saber out. They're fighting. He shoots her, and the smoke covers everything.
Yeah, he says, like, goodbye, partner, or something, because he's definitely gonna kill her.
Yeah.
And he shoots a lot. His gun is very cool.
I would like this gun in a Halo.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't shoot any big blasts, but, like, I don't know. I just feel, I like the way it is. I like the way it shoots. It feels nice.
Yeah. It's definitely, like, very rapid in its, in its fire rate. But the smoke clears, and she's gone. Except, no, she's not. She's in the sky above him.
Yeah, because he runs over, and her Chrono Sabers are on the ground. He's like, what happened? Where'd she go? And he lifts them up, and he looks into the sky, and she's like, I'm right here, and shoots him with her giant gun.
Shoots him so hard that he throws the Chrono Saber at her. So now she's double-fisting weapon. She's got giant gun in one hand, dual-sided Chrono Saber in the other, and just slashes the hell out of him and kills him. Except, it doesn't kill him, and he's like, ugh. And she's like, let's go, Steelix. And he's like, did you say let's grow?
Let me rip this nasty scab
and
off.
He picks at his scab until it's all pussy and weeping.
No,
and then he
Steelix, my boy, my big chinned boy.
And then him grow. And so they get the Zords. They do a little fight. It's Power Rangers fight. The best part about this is the end, though, because they're about to get him trapped. They're about to do the kill shot. And Q-Rex is about to run up to just like clothesline him from hell or something. And they stop Q-Rex. They're like, no, we got this.
Yeah, the Megazord's like, no, you're no. Just nope. Go sit down.
And Q-Rex is like, oh man, I'm gonna turn into a person. I'm in guy mode. And then they do the time strike with like the 12 numbers around. They shoot him and like it makes lines between them. It's very good. And then he gets shrunked and he's little again. And then we cut back to their house, to the clock tower, where Wes is so beaten up. He's got like a black eye, but also a purple face. Like his whole face is bruised.
He's holding an ice pack on his head.
Yeah, he's like wincing as he moves. And like the timer goes off and Jen's like, oh, cookies are ready. And she pulls cookies out of a little toaster oven, which I guess you could make cookies in. I don't see why you couldn't. And he's like, oh, why'd you make these? He's like, oh, well, I felt bad. And he's like, oh, you're for beating me up. Yeah, okay. And she's like, yeah, so I made cookies. And he's like, they smell great. And so she holds them out. He's like, oh, y'all want one? To everybody else. She's like, oh, we're good. We couldn't. We couldn't possibly. So he takes a bite of it. And he's like, and then like spits it out, but someone's like,
yeah, he goes through this like, all right, I'm happy I have a cookie.
Hell yeah,
and
cookies.
He takes a bite, and then there's like the moment of, I'm figuring this cookie out, to, this is a bad cookie, I don't want to hurt Jen's feelings, I cannot keep this in my mouth,
I can't even fake it, and he spits it all out. And Jen, he's like, yeah, you really shouldn't have. And Jen grabs one and takes a bite and is like, oh no.
Yeah, before she grabs it, though, she's like not offended. Like, she's...
No.
Because she's like, oh, yeah, right, they're not that bad. And then she takes a bite.
And she's like, yeah, these are that bad.
These are that bad.
And the others are laughing at her because, like, she's never made cookies before. They don't have cookies in the future.
Yeah.
I make bad cookies, but mostly it's the... They taste fine, but they're ruined in other ways. They're stuck to the pan, or they're weird shaped, or they didn't come out right, or they're burnt.
Hers... Look,
they look great,
like a good cookie. Yeah. So I'm curious what she put in there.
no sugar. Or those are dog cookies.
That'll
now
do it. Oh, instead of sugar, I put more flour.
I put baking powder in them. Would you have put a little bit of it to get it to rise, but not too much.
Yeah,
or else it'll smell like a refrigerator.
Oh, that was sugar. I put salt in.
Oh, it's just chock-a-block full of salt. we didn't have eggs, so I used olive oil. Like a lot of it.
3 eggs worth of olive oil. Oh,
it's so much olive oil. Which I also, maybe that's how you make vegan cookies?
Hey, I don't know.
I don't know.
I have heard, and I've never tasted a cookie that was attempted this way, but I have heard you can use applesauce in place of eggs.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Who figured that out?
Who figured anything out? We know so much stuff now, and I have no idea how we got here.
I mean, there was a point in time, not to go off on too big a tangent again, but there was a time where science was like, this is like in the, you know, 1700s, 1800s, you know, in Isaac Newton times, and then it happens all the time. We're better about it now, but like, there was a time where, like, we've done all the science we can do, so we're going to start doing weird stuff now. I'm just going to stare at the sun and stick needles in my eyes. Isaac Newton did that.
Yeah.
To forward science. Or Marie Curie is just like, or maybe it wasn't, I don't know if it was Marie Curie or if it was the other woman whose name I'm forgetting, but she would just, like, wear radon around her neck just to see what happens. The answer is cancer.
Yeah.
But she didn't know that.
Right.
Then.
Now we know that.
Now we know. But like, it's so weird. They were like, I don't know, we'll just destroy ourselves. I'm going to put leeches all over my body, see what happens.
You know, I'll either die or I'll be super powered.
Yeah. Or, you know, we'll know a little more about science. It's a bad cookie. Then we cut away from there. And that's not the end of the episode, though. Because we go to the future where Captain Logan comes up to Wesker and says, Steelix been captured. But, like, things are looking pretty rough. And he's like, and Wesker's like, the time stream is deviating. I might need to intervene. And he puts his glasses down. He steps up. We never see his face, but we hear his voice.
And we see enough of his general outline.
I mean.
And his hair, I think.
I mean. I mean, I do know who it is. Because I watched the show before. I don't know if you want to take a guess.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay. We'll find out sooner than later. Within
maybe next episode, or maybe 4 episodes from now when we finally see him again.
I'll tell you this. Within 3 episodes, we will know, because
okay,
we're going to have a guest on in a couple for 408, which is called like Destiny something or other. And in the description, it says who it is. So...
Well, I will be sure to not read any descriptions.
Don't look at the descriptions. So that's the end. Josh, you started.
Yeah.
I get to pick the best. It's the hug.
Yep.
It's the hug. It's the hug. Friendship. Friendship and love. Saves the day. Every time. That and determination. But we'll get that later. What's the worst? Oh, I get to pick. The worst.
I don't know. What is it?
Worst is, I mean, you also get to pick. I just get to go first. Worst is...
Oof. No junk food in the future.
Yeah, the worst is the future is just like a dry county, but for good tasting food.
Everything tastes gross or it doesn't taste at all.
Like, I like broccoli a lot. Like, I would say it's maybe my second favorite vegetable. if that was all there, if like, I want a snack. Oh, you can have broccoli. Oh, that sucks. I want Cheez-Its.
No, don't have those. That's junk food. Can you put cheese on the broccoli, or is the cheese junk food? Or is it outlawed that you put cheese on broccoli because then it becomes a junk food?
I don't know what constitutes junk food in the future.
It's too abstract.
Is it just like
there's gotta be
you
like,
get in bags and cookies?
It's probably like a sugar threshold.
But like chips is junk food and they're salty.
That's true. Maybe it's like a nutritional like chips are like salt and fat. There's not like a nutritional value there.
Right. The FDA has got to be so wild in the year 3000. Anyway, yes, that is also my worst. MVP is... I'm real torn.
I'm going to say Wes.
I'm going to give it to Erin Cahill.
That's fair.
Because she did a lot of good acting. Evil Jen was very good. Like, the shift was, like, very apparent and, like, very well done. And then, like, her delivery of, like, yeah, I trust you was really good. So I'm going to give it to Erin Cahill.
I'm still going to give it to Wes, just because when she was gone, he was like, I'm going to find her. And I feel like the other Rangers were kind of trying to stop him.
I think, yeah, then they were like, we should wait for her. But he was like, no.
And he was like, no, it takes 2 minutes to run around the corner and grab eggs. I'm going to go find her.
Yeah.
And then he would not fight back. He was just like, I'm going to snap you out of this. I'm not going to beat it out of you.
Oh, yeah, that was dope.
And so that was really good. I have a question, though.
Okay.
Do you think when Jen started running, when she was coming back with the eggs,
yeah,
did she recognize Steelix then, or did she not know it was Steelix until he grabbed her?
I think she...
Because I feel like if she recognized him right away, that could explain why she was running.
I think she, like, knew it was him, but didn't know it was him, you know?
Yeah.
Or she, like, felt like it could have been him, but didn't want to believe it. So she's like, I'm just going to run, like, to get to higher ground or something, you know? But yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense because, like, she knows that he's, like, a bad dude.
Yeah.
He's, like,
and, like,
time
is out for her because as he was being frozen, he said, I will get my revenge
on
you,
revenge.
Jen.
He also says that when he gets shot and killed at the end.
Well, now it's his catchphrase.
Right, because he just said it now. And I'm just like, no, you won't, bud. We're never going to see you again. Bye. Now we got to rank it. I'm thinking pretty high. I liked it quite a bit.
I liked it, too.
Number four is Future Unknown.
Hey, that's exactly where I landed. I think it's better than
I think it's better than that. I don't think it's better than Bodyguard in Blue. That had the little girl who was like jumped in front of a monster about to kill a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Had a dope morph fight.
I think you're right. This one had the hug.
That was really good. All right, Quantum Secret. Definitely not better than Quantum Secret.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So, I think this might be better than Bodyguard in Blue. The hug was very good and very well done, like, well acted. I believed it.
Yeah, because it wasn't like, it's the same way Kat did it. It wasn't like a gentle, like, hug, like, oh, remember that, like, I love you or whatever. It was a desperate, like, please.
Like I have you.
I can't let you go. Please be better.
Yeah. Oh, God. I love that episode so much. I wish you would have been ranking episodes back then.
That was number one. Tom Killa is number two. This is the only other one I remember right
Tom
now.
Tom Killa?
It's the monster movie episode.
The Bride of Hackensack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy number two. That episode rules school. I've been thinking about rewatching old seasons of Power Rangers and just ranking them and by myself.
What season was Phantom of the Auditorium? Is that Zio?
That's Zio.
That's number two.
You're right.
Hackensack is not better than that one.
No, that had the most pathos anyone on the show has ever gotten in Skull. Anyway, coming in at number three, Time Force Traitor, or Time Force U-Raider, if you can't spell like me.
U-U-Raider-Raider.
Anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. We will see you on Friday. No, we won't. Gotcha. We'll see you on next week on Monday with Frax's Fury. There's an episode that's like very Frax heavy that I know happens. I don't know if it's that one.
You know what's crazy though is like the last five episodes have not had Frax in them at all.
I think the last time we saw Frax was Lovestruck Rangers episode 400.
Yeah.
So, and he was just like there mostly. Anyway, we will see you next week for Fraxis Fury. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Check.
That's a pretty good check.
Check.
Yeah, check the shit out of
check it out.